Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for being here tonight. We will call our meeting to order. We'll call Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich is excused. Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson is excused. Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Okay. Do we have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Trustee Green, what would you like to move?
Adopt.
To adopt, okay.
No modification.
Trustee Atwood on the second. Any discussion? We have a motion to adopt the agenda. In the second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Absentee voting for the February 21st spring primary is available either in person or by mail. And the office hours for in-person absentee voting are Tuesday, February 7th through Thursday, February 9th from 8 to 4:30, Friday, February 10th from 8 to 11, Monday, February 13th through Wednesday, the 15th, 8 to 4:30, and Thursday, February 16th through 17th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And information on the ballot, who's on the ballot, and how to vote and where to vote can be found at myvote.wi.gov. Announcement B, St. Matthew's Men's Club Wild Game Feed on March 2nd from 4 to 10 p.m. Trustee Atwood, would you like to fill us in on that?
Yeah, it's 40th anniversary. So it's a fantastic event. We serve a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. We have a silent auction. We have a live auction. And a whole lot of little things in between.
It's a blast. So if you've never been there, come have some fun at St. Matt's. Public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up. Welcome. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Tracy Zepnik and Bruce Zepnik, 1202 Hastings.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
We've had people out to our house at least four times to try to get an answer on whether or not the water runoff in our backyard is considered a drainage ditch that should be kept clear of debris. We bought our house at the end of 2002, and that water has been flowing through our backyard ever since we bought it. The backyard gets flooded because of it.
Okay.
Right down the road from us, closer to Irwin, there's two big culverts that go underneath the railroad tracks, and so we're assuming that's where the water runs off to, but we have a neighbor that's blocking it with pavers and stuff. So now the water is backed up into our yard. And like I said, we've had people out there four times because we want to know, is it or is it not considered a drainage ditch that has to be kept clear?
Okay.
Because if it's not, then we'll block it on our end or fill it in or do whatever we have to do to keep our backyard from flooding. But if it is, then we would like something done about our neighbor deliberately blocking it in between our property lines.
Okay.
So.
And when you said you've had people out there, have you had people out from the village?
Yes, yep. We've had.
Okay.
Trevor, Gary,
Mike,
Keith, the old building inspector.
Kevin.
Okay. I think. And the new part-time gal was just out there recently with Trevor. And.
Okay.
We call to follow up, and we leave messages, and nobody gets back to us. Okay. We're like, we just want to know, is it or isn't it, so that we can take care of our yard before it floods in the spring.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Another thing.
Sure.
So we've had issues with this neighbor.
Okay.
And with their fencing. When when we put up a fence on the opposite side of our yard, we were told that if you were going to put up a fence on the property line, it had to be maintenance-free. So we put up a maintenance-free fence on the right side of our lot. The neighbors on the other side of us put up a wood fence, and it is on the lot line. It's a little bit over in areas, but our concrete also is a little bit over in areas by a couple of inches.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, we finally had a survey done, because that had never been done before on our lot in so many years. So that's when we found out that it is on our lot a little bit. It goes right over the top of our driveway. And so we kept looking up online to see what the fence is supposed to be maintenance-free. And it does say that fences may be located on the property line on any side or rear yard that are maintenance, including staining or painting, can be performed without trespassing on the neighboring property. And it is a wood fence. It's a nice fence. We like the fence, but we don't like it over the top of our driveway. And we keep getting told, well, you'd have to take them to court. But it's not a maintenance-free fence. So that was another question that we had. What is defined as maintenance-free? Because when we had issues with this neighbor, police were over, and there was something with the snow blowing and that, and he didn't want us putting the snow up against his fence. And when the police were over, he said that he had to wait a year, and then he does plan to stain it and treat it so that it lasts longer. And if he does do that, he is on our property, and we don't get along with them. And if we don't let them come on our side to do that, we look like the jerks.
Okay.
So two concerns that we would just like some feedback, you know, some resolution, or we just want to know, is it or is it a drainage ditch? Is it considered a maintenance? Is the fence okay?
Okay. If your neighbor's fence is okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
unfortunately I can't answer, or we can't answer those questions tonight, but
right.
We will work with staff
yeah.
to make sure you get a response to
yeah.
your questions. I'm sorry you're having issues.
Yeah, that's why we're here tonight, because we're not getting...
It's been over 6 months before
yeah,
we had anything done.
So
we apologize for that, but that's why we're here, so
okay.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yep, yeah. Thank you.
And someone will get back to you with your answers.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, folks. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? You don't have to leave.
We do have other obligations.
Okay.
But thank you.
Good night. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5, action regarding resolution 2023-01, urging legislature and governor to fix the ineffective and outdated system of funding critical local services. The League of Municipalities has requested that we support this initiative. The Village of Alloy, as other cities and villages and towns and counties in the state of Wisconsin, are funded in part by shared revenue from the state sales tax. Our state sales, our portion, and the portion for all municipalities, has gone down significantly over the years. I think 15 years ago we were getting to the tune of 1.2, 1.3 million, and now we're getting 350,000. I think. How much? 372. And our costs continue to rise. So this proposed resolution came up, and they are asking us to approve it, as they are asking other towns and villages. And this is just telling the legislature and our governor to work together, as I understand they are, to come up with a solution that will significantly improve our share of the revenue. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's long, but I'm sure you all have read it. So I would accept a motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris.
Move to approve resolution 2023-01.
Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We're encouraged that they are working together to come up with solutions. I hope they come up with a good one. But this will let them know that we care about that. We have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, appointment of committee members. As you know, our village runs with trustees, a great staff, and a tremendous group of volunteers who serve on committees and commissions. And we have thankfully received applications from 3 of our residents to fill important positions, open positions in our committees. And I am recommending the 2 following people get appointed to Parks and Rec Committee. It's Jerry Faller, longtime LOA resident, and Jason Mathwig. Do I have a motion? And then I'd also like to appoint Cassie Van Remortel to the Planning Commission and the Board of Review. Do I have a motion on that item?
Sorry.
Trustee Deutsch.
Second.
Second.
Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We're very, very thankful for their offer to serve, and we're going to accept it, maybe. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Item 7, preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments and to establish date of public hearing. Mr. G.
Thank you. This year, we will be reconstructing Roselawn Boulevard, Karen Lane, Calloway Terrace, and Jackson Street. The reconstruction of the streets will include the removal and replacement of the underground utilities, which includes the replacement of the laterals, the water, storm, and sanitary sewer laterals. It will include the replacement of the pavement above. As part of the project, those properties that are not currently served with the storm lateral, a storm lateral will be installed. In accordance with village code, when we install a new lateral, that is accessible. The renewal of an existing lateral is not accessible. And our code also requires that when we come in and do any kind of reconstruction effort, that when it's determined that a property isn't currently individually served with a storm lateral or maybe any other lateral, that wouldn't be installed at that time. Tonight, to start the process, included in your packet is the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessment. And included with that is an engineering report that includes the anticipated or estimated special assessment by streets. Also included is a special assessment hearing. I should say a notice of special assessment hearing that we'll have to determine when best to hold that. I should let you know that this has been discussed at the village, the Public Works Committee meeting, and a recommendation to the village board was made to approve the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessment and to set a hearing date of March 7th.
Okay. So these 13 properties, they don't have any lateral on their property currently?
There are a number of properties on all four streets.
Southern Hall, yep.
And the number varies by street.
Okay, but these people simply don't have a lateral currently.
In some cases, there are property owners that share an existing lateral. In that particular case, a new lateral will be installed, and the two property owners will share in that expense to install that one new lateral, so that both properties can be separately served with a storm lateral.
Okay. It's amazing how many people don't have a storm lateral.
I would estimate that roughly 40% of the people, homeowners, property owners in Alloway don't have one.
Okay. So you are looking for a motion to approve special assessment or for a hearing? For a hearing, right?
Well, I'm looking for village approval of the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessment, which has been included in the packet.
Okay, yeah.
And then to set a date for the special assessment hearing.
Okay. Okay, I will accept a motion on this. Trustee Harris.
I would make a motion to approve the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments and to set a public hearing date of March 7th, 2023.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 8, action regarding authorization to purchase gazebos for Optimus Park. Mr. Clark.
Yes, thank you. We're looking for authorization to purchase a new gazebo for Optimus Park. The Miracle Lake of Green Bay was able to secure a donation from the Richard J. Resch Foundation for this project. It's a reimbursement donation. So we'll front the cost and then they'll reimburse us at the end of the project, but that is not to exceed $75,000. We're estimating that this project will come in about $73,000 in entirety, but what we're seeking authorization for tonight is to proceed with the purchase of the gazebo portion, which is $48,906. The remainder of that estimate for the project is for concrete work and some decorative brick work, as well as donor signage. So, the Parks Rec and Forestry Committee did approve to proceed with the, or authorized to proceed with the purchase at the January 31st, 2023 meeting, as well as this project was in our 2023 capital improvement plan. Also wanted to let the board know that to date, the Miracle Lake, through various donors, has donated to the village approximately $1.15 million, which the majority of that has been at Optimus Park through that development. So we thank them very much.
Absolutely. Did this go out to bid?
It did not. Thank you for bringing that up. We'll be purchasing this through a Sourcewell purchasing program, which we've done previously through with various equipments and other projects. Sourcewell is a program, nationwide program, where these items have been competitively bid already. So this is a low bid for this type of product, and we can piggyback on that, and we are a member of that program, so the villages.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Any questions?
No.
I will accept the motion on this item.
I'd move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We thank the America League of Green Bay for their continued support and a great organization. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Action regarding 2023-2024 equipment purchase. Mr. Lang.
Yes. We had taken this item to the Ad Hoc Finance Personnel Committee, and the recommendation is to move ahead with purchases under $100,000 and give pre-authorization to do so, because we're looking at also purchasing used equipment through various auctions. So if those items come up for bid, the intent is the department that is purchasing that informs the board that an offer has been placed on an item. Hopefully we get that item for less than that $100,000. And anything over that $100,000, we're going to be looking at including into our bond issue. We're also, because of the delay in a lot of the equipment, garbage trucks, haul trucks, some of those items are not available until roughly 2024. So we're looking at both the 23 and 24 large equipment items, and we'll be bringing that back to the board at a later date.
Okay. So you are looking for approval to spend up to $100,000 on some of these items?
Correct, which were listed in the budget.
Okay.
And those purchases will come out of the equipment replacement fund.
Okay. And we have a total of $948,000 in?
That includes those that are over $100,000, correct.
Okay. Okay. Any questions for Brad?
I don't know if anyone needs any clarification. Just when we went through at the Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee meeting, it was the urgency of trying to bid on items, and it would be a staff decision to work on these. It's not one person doing this. We've got a set amount not to exceed. We thought those were enough of guardrails to try to get things at a lower price than we would just in the open market itself.
Okay.
I should note, most of the used equipment will be most likely going through Sourcewell as well, especially for pickup trucks, because that, again, as Chris alluded to, they have the state contract, and they've embedded in an easier process.
Okay. Okay, I will accept the motion on this item.
So moved.
Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the request and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 10, action regarding 2022 write-offs of water utility accounts. Julie.
To stay on top of our delinquent accounts for the most part. So just bringing this forward with the 2022 write-offs. I didn't know we were going to have this approved, but it was a discussion.
It's a discussion, so yeah. There's really no action necessary.
Right. We included in the packet the detail of those that were written off under $5, and then the ones I had to write off approved.
Okay. Any questions for Julie?
We went over this also at the Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Item number 11, action regarding appointment of Village Humane Officer Matt Atkinson. Mr. Fuller.
As the memo indicates, Matt Atkinson is a member of our CART, CART team, and he has recently completed the necessary education requirements to become a humane officer with the state. And so we work with the Village of Howard for those services, so the Village of Howard is asking that the Village of Alloway also appoint Matt Atkinson as a designated humane officer for the village. And it's the understanding that Matt will serve as backup when Shane is either occupied with another call or out of the area for vacation or something like that.
So he would act as a backup in Alloway or for Howard?
As all the regions that Howard Humane Services serve. So I think there's six communities that Howard serves for us.
But he would be our full-time?
No, Shane would continue to remain as a full-time designated humane officer. That would just be a backup.
Okay. And how is, but we're paying Matt. Who would pay Matt?
We have a contract with the Village of Howard.
Right.
So they just bill us when they're called out. So they do an itemized bill, whether it's the humane officer that comes out and or someone from the CART team.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little confused. If we have a contract with Howard, why do we have to approve the use of
it? It's a state requirement that we appoint the humane officers.
Okay. Okay. Now I got it. Any questions?
Do we appoint him as the designated humane officer, or do we appoint him as a backup designated humane officer? Does it matter?
My understanding is he's just a humane officer. He would okay. serve under the village. So we do something similar for like building inspection and other things. We designate a specific person to be the act as the inspector.
Okay, here it says that Shane will be the primary humane officer for the village, but Atkinson will be available in Shane's absence. Okay. Once again, I'm confused. We're being asked to appoint Matt as a designated humane officer, but not necessarily the primary, just one of them.
Correct.
Okay. So as a designated humane officer. Okay. I will accept the motion on this item.
That was becoming cruel. I'm moved to approve.
What would you like to approve?
The request to name Matt with the change in the word the to
A.
A.
A. We have a motion to approve Matt Atkinson as a designated humane officer for the village. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion. Any discussion? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12, action regarding approval of master services agreement with Civic Plus for code enforcement and permitting software. Mr. Fuller.
So this item has been about a year and a half in the making. We did receive budget approval for last year's budget, but we delayed implementation due to staff turnover. And now that we're fully staffed and now we are able to get out to Civic Plus's schedule, we are looking to move forward with the contract agreement for the building inspection and code enforcement software change.
And I know we've talked about this before, but why is Civic Plus better than the other software that we licensed at one point in time?
The current software company was making changes, so they're piecing out different components of their software application and wanting to increase their rates for that. Civic Plus has a different setup. We also like the user-friendliness of Civic Plus.
Yeah.
Our sales rep that we were previously working with at our previous company since moved to Civic Plus and is very familiar with the differences between the two programs and has kind of walked us through it. We did interview other companies, and a lot of the other companies provide a full package and they don't allow an a la carte option, and so Civic Plus does. So a larger community might benefit from one of those larger packages, but mm-hmm. with the community the size of Alloy, we just don't need all that stuff.
Okay.
So a few different reasons why we went to Civic Plus, but those were a few of them.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions for Trevor?
Are we able to take the current system's data and merge it to the new system?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. So they'll take, I think, a few months to do, to migrate all that information over to the Civic Plus.
Okay.
So upon signing of this, I think we would be able to go live.
Who would do all the setup?
Civic Plus.
And that's included in this cost?
Correct. That was that's part of that upfront one-time fee.
Okay. The $12,299.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve the master service agreement.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to approve contract with master service agreement with Civic Plus in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, action regarding approval of municipal online access agreement with Brown County for Laredo software.
Mr. Fuller.
I may have brought this to the board previously, but we had a review by of the agreement by our attorney. Since that time, the agreement changed at the county level. And so that's been sort of the delay in getting it back in front of the board. So the county provided their standard agreement. Our attorney reviewed it and provided a few of the comments here in the memo. Nothing really significant that would just things that note, I guess, is what the attorney had indicated.
Okay. And for the benefit of the people listening, what does Laredo Software do?
It provides us with everything to look at and see if there's different like liens on properties and things of that nature. Right now, we could email the county. Having to send an email, get a response, and that sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Trevor on this?
How often do we anticipate needing to print? Or are we going to be able to handle everything just visually online?
I don't think we would need to print very often, if at all.
Okay.
The amount that we use these services is very infrequent anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? I will accept the motion on this item.
So
Trustee Deutsch.
To approve, I'm guessing?
Yes, to approve, yes.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the municipal online access agreement with Brown County for Laredo Software and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 14. We'll take 14A through C. The consent agenda. Do I have a motion? Move to approve the items. Thank you. Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 15, discussion regarding ARPA fund project list. Mr. Lang.
At the ongoing discussion on the ARPA projects, Juliet put this together, and it kind of shows projects that have already been approved by the board, what has been expended on those projects, and kind of what we're looking at for the proposed projects that will be brought to the board in the very near future for formal approval. So you can see the investment that we see the changes in the cost have gone down. But just want to give you an update on where we're at with our projects. If you have any questions, any concerns, or any other suggestions, this is not necessarily the only time, but please get up to us as soon as you can. We
question, how can LeBron Street corridor planning go from 250 down to 50,000?
Yeah, what we're looking at is basically doing a master plan of how that should be laid out, which also incorporates the road. Because if you recall, there was concerns about individuals using LeBron as a access to get to the East River Trail. So looking at incorporating a sidewalk or a trail that runs parallel. Also looking at the parking scenarios that may be needed for Wheezy Park, as well as the potential of water sewer connections. So this is stage one of what we'd be looking at.
Okay.
The initial 250 was to do the project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the 250 was to
concentrate on
to construct.
Cool. Any questions?
Just one other comment. Julie has invested the money we've received, so we've actually gained almost $19,000 to the balance of this.
Very nice. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Item number 16, discussion regarding scheduling a village board meeting on February 21st, which is also primary election primary. February 21st, so we can make that the second the second meeting, right? Okay. Well, we do have to make a decision on that, don't we?
Well, at this point, I think as things are coming through, we'll determine, as it's getting closer to the 21st, roughly a week in advance, that we'll know whether or not it will be necessary in the communication meeting with you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Item number 17, do any of my fellow board members wish to have something on a future agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to number 18. I will accept a motion to convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Trustee Harris.
Do I have a second?
Trustee Deutsch.
Not quite as eloquent as some of our other trustees.
Yes, duly noted.
Nowhere near as eloquent.
We have a motion to move into closed session in a second. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are enclosed. We thank you all very much for being here tonight. Maybe we'll see you on the 21st. We are back in open session. There's nothing to report or vote on from closed. I will accept a motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned.